AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Primetime Newsmaker this morning is being brought to you by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Make sure your car is safe for the road before taking that late summer trip or heading back to school with a set of Yokohama tires. Choose from the Yokohama Geolander MT-G003, the Geolander X-AT, along with the Avid Ascend LX and more. Mel's can also handle any repair to get you back on the road, including brakes, struts, shocks, and engine work, just to name a few. So keep your students safe on the road with Yokohama and Mel's Tire, 915 Graham in Emporia, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 14th of August. Yeah, enjoy the coolness of the day, because it is going to be a steam bath before it's all said and done. Don't forget a heat advisory from 1 until 7, heat index readings knocking on the 106-degree door here later on this afternoon. Hey, we're very pleased to be joined on our Primetime Newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Brandon Kahn. Brandon in to talk about Lyon County Crime Stoppers. Brandon, good morning. How are you? Good morning, Brandon.
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. We appreciate that.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Yeah, always good to talk to you, and always good to talk about Crime Stoppers and see how things are going there. You always have a presence out at the fair, don't you? How are things going out there?
Good. We were out at the fair this last week and got to see and meet a lot of people again within the community. This time of year, we try to have a presence out there, hand out water, give out some ice cream courtesy of Freddy's, and then we also start a raffle typically this time of year to help raise some funds for our general fund ourselves, and we do have a raffle going.
All right, so raffle. What are we raffling for, Brandon?
Well, for this year, we have a three-item package that includes a custom set of Kansas City Chiefs cornhole boards. There is a hydraulic rocking camper chair, and then Smoke and O's was kind enough to donate your choice of a brisket or four slabs of ribs. Ticket is $10, and then the winner will receive all three.
So how can we get our tickets?
The great question. You can visit any Crime Stoppers member. We are also on Facebook, and I have tickets at my office, as well as Nancy Nordmeyer, Bonnie Klumpy, Jamie Nordmeyer, Gail Chamberlain. Any one of us that is associated with Crime Stoppers can get you a ticket.
Brandon, you mentioned that these dollars are obviously for your general fund. Can you just talk a little bit about exactly what it's used for? I mean, we all know about the rewards that are offered for certain information for crimes and things like that, but is there anything else those dollars get put towards?
Yes, Crime Stoppers is 100% donation funded. So when we hold fundraising efforts, that is going towards helping pay for the P3 tip software. We have a monthly fee as well as an annual fee that accompanies that. We also have insurance for the group and for providing coverage with handling the tips. And then we have the rewards payout. So all of these funds are held specifically just for the operation of the organization and the tip software.
Brandon, let's talk about P3 tips here just a little bit for those who might not be familiar with that. That was quite an advancement in technology for you, wasn't it?
Absolutely. It's been a huge assist not only for law enforcement, but for Crime Stoppers and for those that want to contact us anonymously. We still have the phone number, 342-2273. However, you can go to p3tips.com. Or you can download the P3 Tips app on your mobile device, and that allows anybody with information that wants to communicate with us anonymously to get a hold of us and pass that on to law enforcement.
You mentioned, obviously, the operational costs, Brandon, and everything here with the P3 Tips software, which I think I agree 100% with you. That's been a great thing to add on there. If you had to kind of do a best guesstimate, you know, what is the annual cost of operations for Lyon County Crime Stoppers? Or is that too hard to predict because you never know when you might be paying something out or you might not be paying something out?
That's a great question, and one we answer quite often. If I had to put a figure to it, the average annual with trying to account for some rewards payouts is going to be somewhere between $7,000 and $10,000 a year. There are years that it can be higher. There are years that it could be a little less, depending on the amount of rewards that are actually claimed. So anybody that provides a tip that does lead to actionable information and that is used by law enforcement, if their reward is awarded, then they can be claimed, and they have a window to claim it in. So we do have to reserve those funds during that window, and that can fluctuate the budget quite a bit year to year.
What's the highest that you would pay out for information, or what is the highest you have paid out?
Up to present, we can go up to $1,000 for information that is proven useful to law enforcement in closing a case. So, and those rewards can vary from a smaller amount clear up to $1,000. Our last reward paid out, for instance, was $600.
In talking with Lyon County Crime Stoppers, Brandon Kahn here on our primetime newsmaker. It is 7:26, 73 degrees on our way to 98 today. Heat advisory in effect starting at 1 o'clock this afternoon. Brandon, we hear about Lyon County Crime Stoppers, P3 tips. How effective has this been? We hear about, you know, the Crime Stoppers number, 342-2273, and the apps and the website. Just how effective has this been? We don't generally hear about you know, crimes that have been solved through Crime Stoppers. So is it an effective tool still for law enforcement?
Absolutely. This year alone, we have already received 127 tips. As compared to 2023, the year-to-date for that number was 173. So it's providing very useful as far as information to law enforcement, and has even helped cleared a couple of cases in the last 12 to 18 months. It's led to a couple of arrests as well, and it's helping, you know, provide a safer community for Emporia and Lyon County.
You know, Brandon, this is a question I've always kind of been curious about, and it's kind of a two-part question in that I would imagine when you get when you put out a reward for information, you get a lot of calls that are helpful and not helpful. How do you go about kind of sorting through that information, or do you basically just pass that off to law enforcement and that's kind of their responsibility?
You would be correct with the latter. The information that is received by P3 Tips, the members and board of Crime Stoppers is not privy to that specific information per se, because it is meant to be completely anonymous. So law enforcement has direct access to the software and the tip line. They review that information on an anonymous basis and then decide if it's useful or if it's already information that may have been received prior.
And that was kind of leading me in my second question. You mentioned the anonymous nature of this. When it comes to getting people paid out and things like that, how does that go about in managing to maintain their anonymity?
Well, with the software, it is a huge help that it provides a suggested tip amount, and that can be adjusted based off of discretion for the actual usefulness of the information. However, when an reward is awarded, the officer can communicate that through the software back to the individual without having to collect any pertinent information. They are provided a code, and then we set up a time, and then the reward is exchanged in that manner without ever really even meeting face-to-face.
That's fantastic.
All right, Lyon County Crime Stoppers fundraising raffle going on. So how long will this go? When's the drawing held, Brandon?
The drawing will be held at noon on October 10th at Lyon County State Bank. You don't need to be present to win, per se. We're also participating in Match Day again this year, which we're extremely thankful for, and want to thank everybody at the Community Foundation for having us in on that again. So we will be continuing fundraising after the raffle to hopefully boost our matching funds as we come into November.
Yeah, in fact, we'll have Emporia Community Foundation Executive Director Linda Kara-Schmidt on with us next hour to talk a little bit about Match Day, because it's time to preview. It's time to go for a Match Day.
Absolutely. Brandon.
So again, how can we get those raffle tickets, Brandon?
Again, you can reach out to any member of Lyon County Crime Stoppers. I'm at Lyon County State Bank, and you can reach us through Facebook as well if you're interested in a ticket, and we can get you set up.
Brandon, appreciate your time. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too. Brandon Kahn with Lyon County Crime Stoppers. good primetime newsmaker. Good information, and the fine work of being done continues to be done by Lyon County Crime Stoppers.
Absolutely. And, of course, you mentioned, Ron, that or he mentioned that they will be participating in Match Day once again. You already hit the nail on the head. We have Emporia Community Foundation Executive Director Linda Kara-Schmidt looking ahead to Match Day coming up in our Newsmaker 2. But tomorrow on our primetime Newsmaker, the ESU Marching Hornets will be highlighted by Director William Woodworth, as it is almost time to kick off the football season. We're just about 2 weeks away from the start of the Emporia State football season. Going to be an exciting time there. Looking forward to talking to Dr. Woodworth about what they do there. So very excited to have him on tomorrow. And, of course, if you would like to get on to one of our Newsmaker segments here on the morning show, all you got to do is give us a call, 620-342-5863, or message us at KVOE at KVOE.com. We'd love to highlight your cause. We do have an opening on Friday for the 720 Newsmaker spot, and we have plenty of openings all next week, both at 720 and 820. So please give us a call. We'd love to get you on the air.
All right, our primetime Newsmaker brought to you this morning by Mel's Tire at 915 Graham. Mel's Tire, where service isn't expensive, it is priceless. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. KVOE Live and Local, 731, 72 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Security fraud is a serious issue for all banks these days. You need a local trusted partner like Lyon County State Bank to help keep your accounts as safe as possible from being compromised. Trust me, I know how much damage.